I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
The big left-hander ready and the 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. He got him on a high fastball. Listen to this crowd at Wrigley. 7 shutout innings for Matthew Boyd.
You know, we're lucky to have Matt. He's a big reason why we're here. Ben, our consistent every take the ball every time starter, and you're happy to hand the ball to a guy like that.
That is Craig Counsell talking about today's starter, Matt Boyd. You heard Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network talk about who he is when he's on the mound, painting that lovely picture for us as we get you ready for Cubs wild card baseball. Here from Gallagher Way on 670 The Score, this is Raheemy Harrison Grody with Russ Dorsey. Russ, hi. Decided to join us for another segment because he asked us a question that we haven't answered yet. The predictions for this game. Okay, I guess since you asked, then we have to put you on the spot. We'll start with you.
I have the San Diego Padres winning this first game of the series. And I have them winning the series 2 games to nothing.
Dump them. Wow. Dump them. Yeah.
Sweep?
Yeah.
What makes you say sweep?
I look at the starting pitching for the Chicago Cubs, and I know that you guys came in with the clip of Craig Counsell talking about Matthew Boyd. So month of September, 2 good starts, 2 not-so-good starts, and then tomorrow you have Shohei Imanaga, who I think a lot of people are concerned about where he's at.
Right.
In terms of his production, he just hasn't been looked like the Shohei Imanaga that we've seen in years past. And I think starting pitching could be very costly in a series like this where, hey, you lose today, your back is up against the wall tomorrow, and you could be out by Thursday. So I think the idea that Thursday is this guarantee, you can't think of it that way. Like, you have to play each game as if, hey, there is no tomorrow. Like, you have to do it that way. And I think the other side for me, San Diego's actually played in this wild card format a couple of times now, and that's a team that kind of understands, I think, if you're Mike Schilt, how to manage in a wild card round. I'm not saying that Craig Counsell doesn't. But I think when it comes to the starting pitching, I think that could be the big difference, especially tomorrow, in the Cubs moving on and them not.
Wow. That was a lot to take in. The sweep part is what I'm trying to absorb right now. I just think that...
Oh, not the Craig Counsell doesn't part?
Well, no, Craig Counsell does. I think he corrected, like, at the end of
yeah,
that statement.
Yeah, that wasn't a knock against Craig Counsell. I'm just saying, like, San Diego as an organization has played in the wild card round a lot. Like, Craig's teams would win the division often, as Cubs fans know. And so I think from a team perspective, you kind of know and have that postseason experience of, hey, if we don't win today, we could be out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. But at the same time, I really am concerned about Nick Pivetta, and I think the Cubs can get on him early. And I think the only way they win this series is by getting on those starting pitches early, because we know it's – can you put in perspective for people who don't follow the Padres, like, just how game over it is after, say, the 6th inning?
Yeah. Mason Miller was arguably the most electric closer in Major League Baseball when he was a member of the A's and got traded over at the deadline. Hi, Speaks.
Matt Spiegel.
And now he's pitching. He's pitching in the seventh and eighth inning, right? So that's when I talk about shortening the game, when you can go Jeremiah Estrada in the sixth, Adrian Morejon in the seventh, Mason Miller in the eighth, close it out with Robert Suarez, that's as dangerous as you're going to find in Major League Baseball. And I think A.J. Preller designed it that way because in the postseason, your bullpen is of utmost importance.
I can give it a little perspective for you too, Marshall. I have just the number I have jotted down right here. The Padres are 62-5 when leading after six innings. Now, most teams are probably pretty good when they're leading after six, but not that good.
That is almost unbeatable.
Yes. It's frightening. Yeah. It's right. Like, so you're going to have to feel aggressive early in this game. You must get to Nick Pivetta, who's 13-5 with a 2.87 ERA.
Career year.
It was a savvy pickup for them to get him.
Yes.
And he has delivered in a lot of ways. I don't think it's a sweep. But it's hard for me to see the Cubs coming out of this because of what you just said. They don't have the guarantees that way. And unfortunately, their game changer is not at full strength. Is he better having him up there than somebody else? Yes. But can you trust him to do what we normally see him doing in Kyle Tucker in the playoffs like we have in years past? No. I can't put that kind of pressure on him. He's injured.
Postseasons aren't pretty. And if things don't go the way you expect them to go, I'm curious how the Cubs manage it. Like, I don't – they've shown that they could be a team that comes back in games, right? So I'm not fearful from that perspective. But if things go south with one of your starters, what do the Cubs do? Who do they trust? And it was what I talked about with you guys last week of in your bullpen, outside of – anything to do with your starters, who are the four guys that you trust? You might have to go to one of those guys a lot earlier than you really want to.
Well, and who's
knowing what's behind you tomorrow.
Who's going
to
hit you out of it, too?
Right.
You know, that's the other thing. We're doing a little bit of predictions here with Russ Dorsey, the Major League Baseball insider for Yahoo Sports, here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Haven't gotten them out of Marshall Harris and Mark Grody yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, look. Just sort of building on what you guys are talking about, the Cubs just don't have the force that they had early in the season. That's why we're in this ambiguous area with the Cubs right now and saying things like anything can happen, and it's the playoffs, and weird things happen, and somebody's going to step up, and PCA could come back to life, and say a Suzuki has five home runs in his last four games. We've seen it, I mean, and like historically, it's so painful when teams are erratic offensively this time of the year. It is hard to hit. We saw it in 2020. We saw it in 2018, the last two times the Cubs were in the playoffs. Just to give you a background on teams that were not hitting. That's the part that scares me. Now, maybe the Cubs will come back to life and we will see those things start to pronounce themselves again out here. It is wholly possible, but same thing with the starting pitchers. Matthew Boyd is not the force he was early. So adding all of that up, I don't think the Cubs win the series. I think it will go three games. I don't feel great about it. I do think that they win the game today because Michael Busch is hitting out of his mind. I believe he hits a two-run homer in this game, and Matthew Boyd does just enough today before Craig starts to go to his bullpen.
Now, I hear you, all of you, but I'll say this. I think the Cubs have hit their stride offensively. And even though Kyle Tucker, as we mentioned earlier, we weren't even talking about him. We were talking about all the things that were good. It's about mic drops to me. And I think the Padres, as stated, for baseball reasons, have a stronger mic drop when you talk about the back end of their bullpen. That's what they drop. It's like, well, why will you win? Because this bullpen said you can't score runs against us once we get a lead. But I think the Cubs will get lead early, specifically in this game, and I think they'll win this series. They might win it in two games, to be honest, because I think they're going to jump on the starting pitchers in this series. I have the Cubs winning this series and advancing because of that. I think their mic drop, because it's so ambiguous, because there's no player you can lean on, it's this building.
Okay.
This building is going to come into play.
Did you pick them to advance or not?
No.
No, okay. So
I think
I'm the only one.
Oh, you're the only one?
Okay. I'll be the one. I'll stand on it. And you, hey, Robbie, write this down. Tomorrow, when Nick Pivetta gets ambushed, be like, oh, yeah, Marshall said Nick Pivetta was going to get ambushed.
You're the most important part of our show right now. We need you. We picked them not to win. We want you to be right, Marshall. You are incredibly important.
Also, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. So that tells you anything.
Okay.
No, I mean, yeah, I would love to be wrong. Would love it.
Same.
That said, we have more coming up here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Our thanks to Russ Dorsey for hanging out for two segments.
Thanks,
this is
guys.
Really great of you.
I appreciate
and you
it.
Have
thanks,
the, yeah, you have the cool postseason credential, too, which is fun with like all the swag and the little button.
He can actually go in the clubhouse.
I try.
Because you got to double up. You got the regular credential, then you got to get the cool
you gotta
diamond.
Get the little,
it's not a sticker. Yeah. It's a
very
pin.
Strict with the credentials
of
like, Major League Baseball.
They don't let
They don't play.
No, they do not play. They
and they know
not.
Who's in their ballpark and who's not. Russ, thank you for joining us. You
thank
can
you
catch Russ's
Thanks, man.
Catch Russ's predictions on Yahoo Sports. He's also on Apple TV Plus. We love to have him on.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.